Blog Talk Radio.
Calvano and the Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm the host of Let's Ask the Angels every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's a privilege and honor to be here today. Today is the last show in May where we've been looking at connecting to your spirit, and I'll do a weekly angel card reading for my general audience, a message for all of you, and then I will take listener calls later, more towards the half-hour mark, if not earlier. Today I'm also going to do a guided meditation. And, yeah, so it's for those of you who don't know me, I am Barbara Calvano. I have a business called B. Calvano Coaching. And what I do is I empower people to be connected to their mind, body, and spirit. I am a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, also with the Advanced Angel and Tarot card. And I just completed a certification with Dreams Interpretation with Doreen Virtue and Melissa Virtue. And in June, I'll be talking more about dreams and how you can interpret them and the power, how to be empowered with your sleep and working with your dreams. So I've also have a background in yoga, meditation, and in the arts. I'm an actor, an artist, and an author, and I have about 30 years of experience in personal development course taking, mostly here in the New York City area, and mostly in productivity, relationships, and communication. So I feel ready to at least take on some of your questions and concerns, and with my best ability, empower you to have the best life possible. And my main commitment in getting involved with the angels had to do with how to achieve peace. And it's not something that I was like thinking I was going to do several years ago, but I've always been very intuitive as an artist. And in my choreography and in my painting and even in my acting. And I never saw really the pure correlation to that's basically who I am as a human being. I mean, not just when I'm doing those artistic activities, it's just the way I live my life. And what I saw in working with the angels and oracle cards is that everyone has that ability to develop their intuitive side. And what happens when you develop your intuitive side, you're more psychic, you have more confidence, and if you are at least in any way sensitive, which I have been all my life, and what I mean by sensitive, you really feel deeply, you react deeply, and you're in tune. And my commitment is that you develop your ability so that you can journey in your life, go towards any projects that you have commitments for while you're living here on this planet, and that you have the energy, the power, and the joy in going after and creating your life. So that's a big mouthful. And now I'll just go ahead and do the angel card reading for the week. And for those of you who don't know, Now, my show is very basic about angels. I really gear it towards people who want to develop their intuition, like I have said before. And one of the best ways to do it is to use oracle cards. And I use, for the most part, Doreen Virtue's cards. And you don't have to be Christian, so it's not angels like in the traditional sense that we see around Christmas and all that. It's angelic energy. And I was actually brought up Shinto Buddhist and Baptist. So I had a choice to do whatever I wanted. And I was really brought up with a lot of different ideas. And so it was great for me that I got to choose. So whether you have Jesus as your angel source or Buddha or Allah or Krishna, my show is for everyone to get in touch with their energetic, vibrational connections with their higher source, which I believe we all have. So this week's reading is from the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards, which are really lovely, and the paintings on them are just beautiful. And so the reading that I was guided to do, the three cards, and starting for the beginning of the weekend, since I start on Friday, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The first card is Maeve. And Maeve is a Celtic goddess. So the first card says, for my listening audience and for those who will be listening later, is cycles and rhythms. And it says, honor the cycles of your body, energy levels, and emotions. And here it says, all life is cyclical, the moon, the stars, and the very universe. And life inhales and then exhales again. So why should you be surprised or upset that you too have cycles? So there are going to be times when you feel very energized, awake, and alive. And then there's other times when you're going to feel the opposite, maybe isolated, shy, or even with a lower energy. So your body, too, goes through pronounced cycles and changes. And right now we're gearing towards summer, and here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's because of the climate changes. It's very hot. And how do we stay in tune with these cycles and not just be bothered by them? You actually can work with the cycles and energies of the universe. So celebrate these rhythms and embrace them as the essence of the lifeblood that courses through you. So the best message from this card is take better care of yourself. So as you need to change your diet, as you need to change your the clothes that you wear, whether you use air conditioning or not, just the changes and acknowledging them instead of just being a reaction to them all. Work with them, and you'll notice yourself to being more connected to your spirit. So take better care of your body. And also here it says, if you have an emotional crisis, seek help. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, and there's so much help available if you need short-term, perhaps for an issue, and seek that out. So a doorway of opportunity has opened, and you need to walk through it now. And that's what Maeve has for us. And the second card for Monday, Tuesday is from Irene, who's a Greek goddess. And Irene's message is peace. And here she says, there's no need to worry as everything is working out beautifully. So even though appearances may seem that your life is chaotic, she's saying that she assures you that a higher plan is in action. And this all-loving power is caring and supporting you completely. So you can relax into the arms of divine love and breathe away cares, concerns, and worries, and put your focus into enjoying and appreciating each blessing. So here she says, give your cares and worries to heaven or over to your higher source, pray, meditate, and engage in peace-enhancing activities such as yoga, sea salt baths, massage, naps, music, play, such as that. So here she's saying, engage in peace-enhancing activities. So the first card here, take better care of your body. And here, additionally, we're being told, put your focus on counting your blessings, basically, and give yourself some time out to do some yoga, meditate, or even pray. And the third card for Wednesday, Thursday is Hathor. And Hathor's message is, and Hathor is an Egyptian goddess, and her message is receptivity. Allow yourself to receive. And this card has been coming up frequently this year about being able to receive. So this will increase your intuition, energy, and ability to give to others. So you have a maternal side, whether you're a man or a woman, that naturally cares for those in need, and yet this has to be balanced with receptivity or the flow is blocked. So receiving is the essence of feminine energy, and it means allowing yourself to receive with grace and gratitude. Now, if you feel guilty when others asking others for help, or if you feel bad about receiving gifts, then you block your feminine energy. So receptivity allows you to better hear the voice of angels or your intuitive self. When you receive, you have more resources to give to others. So begin by noticing the hundreds of gifts you receive each day, whether it's seeing beauty in nature or witnessing another human being kind to another. So here the message basically is release guilt about receiving, ask for help, and simply say thank you for each gift and know that you're being, it's like filling you up. You're being stored with this energy. So open yourself up to receive more. It's not so much as doing. Take the time to take care of your body this week. Put your focus on appreciating and counting your blessings. And open yourself to receive. And take notice of any emotions that you might have when you think about receiving. And this will keep the divine flow going. All right, so here, that is the message for the week for my listening audience today and for those who will be listening on rebroadcast later. And I also do personal readings. It is my practice. You can contact me here on the Blog Talk face page or on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching or at my website, which is bcalvanocoaching.com, and I do email readings. And then I do a full one-hour coaching session with you, which will include angel therapy, which I often do on my radio show here. So you want to pay attention, and also you can listen to other past shows where I've done angel therapy, where you can learn how to balance your chakras so you have more energy, you can be more peaceful, which then equates to more happiness. And mind you, being peaceful doesn't necessarily mean you're being passive and not energetic. You know, there's some people who think that, well, what's the big deal about peace? Well, peace allows you to connect to your spirit, which is like the lifeline of your energy. And I got to say, I'm 59 years old, and I probably have the energy that I had when I was around 19. And it's more as on a daily basis, I clear my body. I've learned to clear it. I've learned to accept guidance from ascended masters and my archangels, and in taking care of myself, I'm actually like in touch with the source, the flow of energy, and therefore, you know, I feel better, I'm more creative, and my relationships are better, and my communication is even better because I'm more in tune to channel, to say what I need to say and not to say what I shouldn't say. So basically, your faculties, your mind, body, spirit, your senses are clearer, and that grants you more joy, peace, and happiness. So you all can learn how to do that basically for free, or, you know, you can use me or other angel therapists or the wonderful books that I highly recommend that you can get from Amazon.com or even HayHouse.com. Anything written by Doreen Virtue that draws to you is a great place to start. And my favorite book that I started with was Healing with the Angels, that I may do reading from later for you, which is a remarkable book and very simple to understand what it means to connect with your angels and to use them in your life on a daily basis. For some of you who don't know, the reason I got involved with working with angels is that I've always been pretty much educated to how to relax, do yoga, exercise, and eat right. But as I got older, like I spoke earlier, that my creative forces, I felt that as I was getting older, and even when I went through menopause, which I'll use that word because it is a huge energy change for women, I still had a lot of creativity, but my energy went down. And I did more yoga. And out of doing more yoga, I got more intuitive. And out of being more intuitive, I was open enough to sense to go towards angels. Basically, my third eye, my psychic abilities, started really opening up from doing yoga. And from there, I had a routine medical test and a mammogram, and there was something suspicious on the test, and I had to wait 3 weeks to find out whether I had cancer or not. And here I was really surprised, because as being someone who always took care of themselves and was always really on top of things, I wasn't really ready to probably get a diagnosis of being ill. And so for those 3 weeks, I really did a lot of angel therapy on myself, which I cleared myself and shielding. And what I saw was that I was actually quite peaceful, even though I was waiting for a diagnosis that could be not necessarily the end of my life, but something that could actually bring a lot of terror, a lot of anxiety for most women and men. So when I did find out that I was clear, what I saw is that I had something to offer other people. Not only do I highly recommend meditation and yoga and eating right, drinking pure water, healthy boundaries, the whole list, what I saw was that using your own creative visualization, using your mind, opening yourself up to your senses that you already have in your body, the mind, body, spirit, your own abilities, clairvoyance, the ability to hear, clairaudience, clairsentience, your ability to feel, you know, angels, that we all have this. And it's only a matter of playing, practicing, and being willing to open yourself up. And this work that we do with the angels is a positive, it's friendly, it's peaceful. And it has mostly to do with honoring and embracing the pure power of loving energy that exists in the world. And as you discover in your own path, you'll know what to call it, because I'm not here to tell you that. This is about your own path of self-discovery. So I see that I have a couple callers on. If you just hold on for a little more, I'm now going to do... And I'm not going to do the reading, the guided meditation, but I want to talk briefly about power, because I've been feeling that a lot of people feel disempowered at this time in their lives. And whether it is about a job or a relationship or your body, self-esteem, family issues, being single, being divorced, having ideas about hesitations about starting something new, wherever you are, whatever concerns you have, I wanted to talk about the solar plexus. And the solar plexus is that part of your body that in Japan, where I was born, it's called the hara, or the center of your body. And it is the center of self-worth. And it's the place where if it's not in balance, or you don't have the energy flowing there, you may have issues about your self-worth. And the color of this chakra is yellow. And when you're opening and connecting to your solar plexus, it can be a time of your life where you're wrestling with your power. Do I give my power over to others? Do I constantly think others have the authority and I don't? You know, these are questions, and I just want to like put out to you a little inquiry about this and have you have think about this, because each and every one of us, when we are empowered, when our solar plexus is really, you know, cranking and working well and imbalanced, you have you have self-worth. And at my yoga studio, I see a lot of very young women who, you know, we all want to have beautiful bodies. We go to yoga and we eat right, you know. But there's another thing to already have a healthy, beautiful body but not be able to appreciate it. And to think that if I only did this and I only did that, I would be happier. And I can tell you from being a former dancer who had studied ballet and modern, and I was really in that mix of trying to be the perfect body. And I'm going to tell you, being that very, 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 very tiny weight didn't necessarily bring me happiness. If anything, it brought me more fear. So I'm all for being healthy and strong and just loving yourself at whatever stage you are, at whatever point that you are in your process and you're creating. So the color yellow is for your solar plexus. And how do you know that your solar plexus is balanced or not? Is that if you have a lot of fear of failure, inability to make decisions, poor judgment, lack of confidence, low self-respect, apathy, rigidity, and poor assimilation with your food and nutrition, instead of having intelligence, a sense of your own intelligence, balance, nourishment, strong nerves, personal power, self-confidence, self-respect, flexibility, and the ability to make decisions. And all this information today is from Ambika's Guide to Healing and Wholeness that I've been using a lot in the month of May, The Energetic Path to Chakras and Power. And I'll put that on my blog, my page on Blog Talk for you to find. And the gemstones that you could use also are amber, tiger's eye, citrine. And the essential oils are rose oil, lemongrass, juniper. And here I just want to do a brief meditation with the solar plexus, because I feel a lot of people could benefit from this today. Just take a moment and breathe in and breathe out. And today, for this show, talking about the solar plexus, my commitment is that we are empowered by the angels. That we may have our solar plexus more open and in balance. So the question is, how well developed do you feel your confidence in yourself is? How well developed do you feel your sense of self-worth is? Do you respect yourself at all times? Where does your self-respect need developing? And we pose these questions so that you will have the angels, archangels, ascended masters come to your assistance in the next few days, in your daytime and in your nighttime while you're dreaming. Do you express your anger and other strong emotions? Are you able to discriminate between what feels good and what is actually good for you? Do you listen to your deepest insights about people and situations? Do you trust what you feel to be right? Are you easily influenced by others? How developed is your sense of self-love? Do you value your abilities, your talents, and personal gifts? Are you threatened by a sense of failure? In what areas does your confidence need boosting? Are you willing to release negative attitudes about yourself. And here are some affirmations for the solar plexus. I deeply love and approve of who I am. I am worthy of my own self-love. I love and respect myself at all times. I trust in love. I trust my worthiness. I am worth my weight in gold. There are no failures. I learn from everything I do. I believe that everything for my highest good and greatest joy. I love life. I listen to and trust my deepest insights. I am worthy of the very best in life. I release judgment and let my life flow. And as you witness any emotions or any thoughts that come up, just let them surface, bubble up, and release. Opening your solar plexus, balancing the energy there, sometimes can be emotional, can bring up different feelings, but just let them be. Oftentimes we try to stuff feelings that come up with our solar plexus chakra, and that it can include overeating or any toxic behavior so that you don't feel those feelings. Just be gentle with yourself, as the reading for this week suggested. Take better care of yourself. Follow your own rhythms and cycles. Be grateful for what you have and continue to be open to who comes into your life, what messages you receive, especially the ones that are repetitive. Those are definitely angel messages. And enjoy. So thank you for that. And now I'm going to take a minute break to get some water, and then I will take my first caller. So thank you for holding there, and thank you all for being and participating in this exercise. Namaste. Okay, so I'm back from my water break, and I'm now going to do some readings and take them from listener calls. And so my first caller today is from area code 207. Thank you so much for waiting.
Hello. My name
Hello
is
there.
Dee. Hi.
My name is
And I was
hi,
hoping.
Did you say
Dee?
Dee, hi. Welcome,
yes.
Dee. Yes. What can I do for you
hi.
Today?
I was hoping for an angel card.
Sure. I can do a reading for you, actually.
That would be
so
great.
Would you like general guidance for what the angels have to say to you today, or do you have a specific question? We can do it either way.
Yes, I do have a specific question. I have been through an incident, I should say, with my husband. I'd like to know what the angels have to say as far as guidance of what I should do now.
Okay. We'll do that now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So right now what I do is I choose a deck of cards. I have several. I have about 19 different oracle card decks from Doreen Virtue, and I'm guided today to use the messages from your angels oracle card decks.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'm guided to choose 3 cards today for you. Okay. So the first card we have is from Fiona. And these are different angels. And so Fiona is here to tell you, says, now that you've asked the angels for help, be open to receiving divine guidance and assistance. You deserve heaven's help. So we know that since you're here and we're asking the question. The second question card says, I bring you a message from your deceased loved ones. I am happy, at peace. I love you very much. Please don't worry about me. So they're saying that you have a deceased loved one, a family member,
yes.
perhaps, whom
yes.
you may have been connecting with, and they're saying that this person's concerned, you know, for you, but saying that that they're happy and they're at peace and they love you very much, so you don't have to worry about that person. So there is someone that you're connected with, that you think about, and you maybe even some, you know, you're connected to
yes.
this person. So the third card says it's from Grace and Antoinette. And this card says, to help heal this situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. So this is the clicker here. It says that definitely you've asked for help. You have loved ones who are watching over you and giving you, they're in a sense protecting you. It's like they're there for you, giving you energy so that you don't make any wrong choices. Any what I call erratic choices, you know, impulsive is the word.
Yes.
So there's, you know, nothing impulsive. That's what I'm picking up. And the third card is saying, try to be in the other person's shoes, basically. You know, to help heal
okay.
the situation. You know, see the other person's point of view with compassion. So why, you know, is you know, if it was something where you were in danger, I would say something differently, but I don't sense that. I what I see is perhaps a heated argument of a sort, a misunderstanding.
It was something with another woman.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny that you brought that card up because her name was Grace.
Oh, wow. Well, there
yeah.
Grace is here on this card. It says Grace. Yes, yeah, so Grace. So that's what I'm getting, you know, is that
okay.
to help heal the situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. So what we're seeing here is that perhaps it is the other woman. We have to look at the other woman's participation in this. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like it's a clincher, like, you know, with the gates closed. It looks like there's some, it may be painful for you right now, but not to act, you don't have to act impulsively or, you know, quick to
yes.
huge anger. You know, it's honest and authentic to be hurt, right? And
yeah,
we were
yes.
talking about
yes.
the solar plexus earlier, right? It's that center part of your body that it feels like someone kicked you in the stomach or, you know,
yeah,
with your stomach, you know, that your stomach area clenches up and it's tightened. And, you know, some of us can go through our whole life like that, you know, but you don't have to. You don't have to. The angel card reading earlier, and what I was sent to guide people towards today is that you are worthy, you have self-worth, you need just to honor yourself. But here it says, find a way to have compassion with this. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So that is what we're seeing. And I think the angels were, you know, they have a sense of humor, too. So, you know, to bring
up
the...
I think so.
Grace.
They have to.
I don't know if she's blonde. There's a blonde on this card, but, you know.
No, she's a brunette.
Okay.
She's a brunette.
Okay. Well, are you blonde?
No, I'm a redhead.
Okay, so this, I see, the person is more like an auburn hair, actually, is looking over a woman who's, so here's two women. It's very interesting on this card. I just spend a little more time on this card. You have a woman that has got an auburn hair, so it's like reddish brown.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm dark red. Yeah, looking down over another woman who's got her head down on her knees, like she needs to be consoled. Yeah, she's not happy. So she's bent over.
Oh, I know that.
The woman is not happy. And here it's asking you to be the bigger person right now.
Yeah,
so that's what I see. And also, we get a lot of power, guidance, energy from the deceased, people that we're connected to, and if you're connected to, whether it's your mother or an aunt or a father, someone who cared about you, protected you, wished you the best, there's an energy that they're watching over you right now.
Well, that has to be my father, because I've been talking to him a lot.
Okay, well, your father says, don't worry about him, you know, just look, you know, take care of yourself and find a way to see the other person's point of view right now with compassion.
Well, I do in a way. I do because, in my opinion, he was lying to both of us. And I know that. I don't know if she realized that yet. Maybe she's just finding that out.
Well, I've been married 23 years. So,
I'm married 25 years, and this is kind of shocking for me.
Yeah. So this could be, sometimes we have, I know that I had a lesson where I had to learn to forgive, because before I got married, I had had some pretty dramatic relationships, I'll call it. I'm using the nice word. I had relationships that were abusive. And so, and I had to learn how to trust. And I knew it took me many years to learn the different ways that I still was not trusting 100%. And when I didn't trust 100%, I was kind of like waiting to see if I could trust him. So what lesson did I get? I got lessons where I had to learn to forgive. And there was like a flirtation thing that happened that got blown out of proportion. And, you know, I chose not to be, to complete the relationship with this woman because she was kind of a friend, but I had to create healthy boundaries. And I really didn't do that before because I kind of like was in a little girl mode. I was in a woman's body, right? And I'm married and everything. But I still was acting out of fear, like, you know, I'm not going to be able to trust this person. And then waiting, you know, almost the circumstance to show me that I could trust, right? So basically whatever you think about is you manifest. So I'm manifesting situations where I had to learn how to trust. And it was part of my own life journey, my own process. After that happened, things are better now. And now I trust that instinct in me. And I also know that I trust more fully than I ever have before. You know, it's a process.
Well, see,
yeah.
For me, this taught me that I have to be more independent and not rely on him so much.
Okay, then that could be your life lesson. It could be your life lesson. And depending on the relationship, you'll know whether it's a relationship that continues forward or it's a relationship that's complete when that lesson has been learned. But here the message in your reading is saying you don't have to jump to any conclusions, right? You don't have to make any drastic changes. More about you going within and seeing where, you know, compassion is the word, you know, compassion. That's a huge, huge energy, emotion, practice, power. It's huge. Okay? And the angels are helping you. So pray to whoever you pray to. You can call upon, there's an angel, archangel, that I use a lot. His name's Archangel Michael.
I always use Archangel Michael.
Okay, there you
go. I have his pendant. I have an Archangel Michael pendant I wear around my neck.
Okay, so call upon him more to protect you, shield you. And what I'm going to teach you right now is how to use Archangel Michael, who has a sword of light. You don't have to see like a physical, you know, real 3D angel to work with angels. You feel the angel, right? Some people see. I'm more of a clairsentience. I feel their presence. I hear it. I don't hear voices like I'm talking to you, but I hear messages. You know, those thoughts that come into you, you know when they're, that's listening to your angels. So it may not be like my voice, but it's more, I call it invisible. It looks like there's no vibration, but it's so quiet, but you hear it. You can hear it in your heart, or you may be someone who hears it in their head, but you're getting the messages. So call upon Archangel Michael. We can do that now. And ask him to take his sword of white light. He has a sword. And with the sword, we're going to ask him to cut away any cords of anger, rage, upset, stress, frustration that you may have between you and your husband and this woman or anybody else in your life right now, right? And you do this on a daily basis, but specifically we do it now. We ask Archangel Michael now, please cut any cords that are between
please
you and people. Yeah. So
between
he will now cut those cords. And
I just said their names in my mind. Okay.
Right. These are cords are like tiny surgical tubing between you and them where you are still feeling their energy and you are feeding them energy also. And that we're going to cut all those cords all around you. You're like a tree with branches going out of you. And now these cords are cut. And we thank Archangel Michael for doing that. And the love, the deep love that you have between you and if it's still your husband or anybody else, that will never be severed. This is just cords that drain you of energy, right? And cause more upset. So you do this daily. Then also ask Archangel Michael to surround you, your home, even your loved ones, with cobalt blue light, And this is a light color that will last 12 hours. So you do it in the morning. You could do it at night. And this will shield you of any psychic attacks or any energies coming from anybody or anything. All right? You can use that also. Okay? So hopefully that's helpful. All right? You can learn more about...
Helpful.
You can learn more about any of these from any of Doreen Virtue's books also. She's amazing in teaching that. Okay? So good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
Dee.
Thank you. Good luck with that. I feel good about you and your situation.
I feel better now. I felt better listening to the meditation and everything in the beginning.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, Dee. I'm so happy. So thank you, and have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to now go to
you
the
too.
Next caller. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, area code 215. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
My name is Sue, and I live in Bucks County. I kind of somewhat had a problem like the caller you just got off the phone with, but with my ex-husband of 26 years.
Okay.
He's in, I would like an angel reading.
Okay. No, very good. So, Sue, are you in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
On the outskirts of Philadelphia.
Yeah, my husband went to college, I think, in Bucks County. I think that's where Bucknell College is around there. I don't know.
I think it's Penn State.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm in here at that college. But that could be up for state.
Okay, so Sue, I'm going to use the same deck. I feel called to use the same deck of cards from Doreen Virtue's messages from your angels. And I'm just going to clear the deck from the former caller. Okay, so, the first card is Archangel Michael.
Oh, and
were you listening? Yeah, so
yes,
there we have
I was. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here is the message for you from the angels today, Sue. So the first card says, Archangel Michael is saying, I am with you, giving you the courage to make life changes that will help you work on your divine life purpose. And then we'll go to the next two cards to see how they all relate. The second card is Oceana. And she says, take action. You're in touch with your truth in this situation, and you need to trust your gut and lovingly assert yourself. And then the third card is from Merlina. And this angel says, you are confused and indecisive because you do not have enough information. Do research or seek expert advice before making a decision. So here, on the one hand, you are definitely being guided, protected by Archangel Michael, giving you the courage to make any changes if you're considering that. And the changes could be with the relationship or could be with something to do with your life purpose, if you've been hesitating on that or something, but that's also present. And the second card shows this beautiful angel. It even looks like azaleas, or she's just surrounded by beautiful pink flowers and then just floating up into the sky in the dark night with the stars. And it says, take action. So there's something about the situation where you know you need to take an action. I'm sensing more it has to do with communicating more than like leaving or something like that. There's something about being really able to assert yourself and say everything you need to say. You know, this whole thing about the solar plexus I'm feeling today with some, you know, people in my audience is like just, you know, put it out there. Communicate powerfully. You know, some, I don't know, it may or may not be you, but some women have a hard time getting angry because they have a fear that it's not feminine or something, or that anger is bad. But sometimes if you're pissed off, there's a way to say what you need to say and basically say what you need to say clearly, powerfully. And you can have Archangel Michael assist you in anything, confidence, courage, clarity, if there's something else that you need assistance with, okay? It could be changes, mm-hmm. It could be communication. The third with Merlina says, there's still some confusion and indecisiveness about this because you don't have enough information. So research or seek expert advice before making a decision. So I'm could be part of that being consulting because you're talking to someone today. I'm not necessarily the expert, but I'm here to channel any messages, you know, for you. But so something about your situation.
But it's funny that you said that I was pissed off because I did. I was very pissed yesterday. I'm really calm today.
Okay.
For the house that we lived in, and when I divorced him, I left him have the house, and I left. And I found out yesterday there's a lot of misunderstanding about the house.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was wondering how that was going to work out on my behalf because I haven't been there in 5 years. And I'm, what the lady was saying on the phone, like they're trying to hold me accountable for something that he said he already took care of. And it really upset me because I don't need to get involved with that anymore.
Yeah. So that's present right now in this card reading. It says that you're confused and indecisive because you don't have enough information. So you need to get more information. And whether it's, you know, you've got a piece of paper in front of you and whether or not it's financial things or, you know, the nuts and bolts, the details of this just has to be clearer. And that's where you take your power, right? Your power in allowing yourself to be present. Don't be afraid to look at the numbers. Don't be afraid to look at the mess. Just be know that this is in your life right now for you to be empowered. There's an energy thing that you're completing by taking on this situation and that you can do it. All right? You don't have to. Yet, the fact that you said yesterday that you were pretty pissed and today you're calm, you know how to embrace changes, obstacles, basically. So here, call upon Archangel Michael, and if you were listening to the previous caller, you can cut your cords. You can have Archangel Michael cut any cords. And by doing that, by cutting the cords between you and your husband, you and the house, even you can cut cords between places and material things that may be that you're connected to, because there could still be emotions between you and that house. You know, one of the things I learned is that if someone was trying to sell a house and they were having difficulty, oftentimes where you want to look is to see if the people who are selling the house still are emotionally connected to it. Because oftentimes if people are still connected, then of course we're connected, but the ability to cut the cords, right, so that you no longer have that push and pull of energy, and literally it will hold people from having their house being able to be sold. So you can cut your cords with the house, anything from your past. It doesn't disappear your happiness or your pure love. It just gets rid of any imbalance, lower energies, harsh energies that are draining you and pulling you down and keeping you confused, right? So call upon Archangel Michael to cut your cords between you and the house, you and your husband, anybody else or anybody that has to do with this situation. And you'll feel clearer and you'll know what to do, what action to take. Okay?
Okay.
You know, and in terms of doing research, you know, if you have to, you'll know who you need to call, what you need to say. And that's one of the things I like by working with the angels, having them clear my mind, body, spirit, so that I can use my human body, my brain, my voice to do what I need to do in life, you know. So call upon Archangel Michael for that. And I'm drawn to basically it says do more research, but I'm drawn to pull one more card for you. And this, the next card is very interesting. It says, Akasha, here we are. It says, in all this that's going on in your life, Akasha is saying to you, you are a spiritual teacher. You have the ability to counsel others and help them awaken their spiritual gifts and their divine life mission. So that's part of everything that's happening right now. For you to be able to deal with this situation powerfully, connected to your spirit, and know that you have the ability to counsel others and awaken their spiritual gifts and divine life mission. So sometimes when we have a big situation in our life, we think it's the train wreck, right? But it's not necessarily that. It's the angels bring together situations, energies, so that you can fulfill on your life purpose. You know, we have a lot of things that happen to us while we're alive, but we also made a promise before we came into this body what our life purpose is, what our mission is. And something says by you cleaning this up and being powerful in this situation, you're pushing yourself towards your life, your divine life mission, and that you also do have the ability to help others awaken themselves. So I don't know if that's something that you were thinking about, that you've been doing, but it's definitely saying that's the direction that you're being pushed into.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be huge. It can be small. You know, it doesn't have to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes. So anything that you pick up in the next day, hour, next few days, pay attention to any messages you may be getting. And I don't know if you know about how to pick up on energies, messages from angels. It could be numbers. There's something called angel numbers, and these numbers represent different messages, like the numbers 111, 333, 444, feathers, coins that you see that are dropped in front of you, clouds in the sky. But for you, I'm sensing also repetitive messages that you may be just getting in your within your clairaudience, like in your ear. You know, it may be sounding like words like me, or it may very well be more like, I call it like just the thoughts. You get the thought and you just know it's right on.
Yeah, it's like my inner mission that I think, like sometimes I actually hear words in my ear, like you said.
Yeah.
Like I always go with my gut feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it.
Well,
So I wish you the best with this. And, you can stay in touch with me, if you like, on my Facebook page, B. Calvano Coaching. Mm-hmm. And I'm closing the show pretty soon. It went by pretty fast today. Next week I'm going to be working. I do some acting work every now and then. I'm going to be working here in New York. So I'm not going to do a live show, but I definitely will have a live show the following Friday, and I might do a show on the Saturday, next Saturday, but just to let you know that.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I see that I have two other people on hold. We're wrapping up here. I only have 2 minutes, so I can't really do a full reading. I might be able to do a one-card reading. And I also just want to wish you a wonderful weekend. Once again, you may follow me on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching. You can message me there, and I will do a reading for you. For those last two that are on hold, I have Mary Lou on hold, and I also have area code 619. You can go to my Facebook page and message me, and I will do you a three-card reading, and I can message it back to you. Thank you so much for listening today, everyone. Connect to your spirit. I look forward to the month of June when I will be talking about dreams. I'll be doing my weekly readings, but also talking about how you can work with your dreams to manifest and create in your life, have more peace, joy, and energy. Thank you again, and namaste.